Imagine vanishing from the eyes of those who doubted you, only to return as someone they can barely recognize. This is not about running away or hiding in fear. It's about stepping into the shadows to refine yourself, to sculpt your mind and character into something formidable. The Stoics believed that true power is cultivated in silence. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one." Instead of seeking validation, disappear into your own world of discipline, growth, and mastery. When you return, it won't be words that prove your evolution. It will be the way you carry yourself, the way you command respect without demanding it, the undeniable aura of someone who has truly transformed. Your transformation should be so profound that people find themselves questioning everything they once assumed about you. They will see in your eyes a depth that was never there before, in your posture a confidence that speaks louder than any words ever could. The Stoics mastered the art of self-reinvention, not through public proclamations, but through deliberate action. They understood that to become something new, one must first shed the old completely. There is no room for half measures. You must be willing to abandon comfort, to embrace solitude, and to let the fire of self-discipline forge you into something unbreakable. This is your journey into the abyss of self-reinvention, your pilgrimage into the depths of discipline. It will test you, it will break you down, it will force you to confront the weakest parts of yourself. But when you emerge, you will not just be different, you will be unrecognizable. The doubters, the skeptics, the people who once saw you as ordinary will struggle to comprehend the transformation before them. And that is the goal. You will learn what the Stoics understood about transformation, not merely as a concept, but as a way of life. This is not just about change, it is about obliterating every limitation that once held you back. This is about sculpting yourself into someone who no longer needs to seek approval, because they have become undeniable. This is about disappearing, mastering yourself in the shadows, and returning as someone who is not just different, but unstoppable. Chapter 1. The Silent Metamorphosis. Seneca once said, "As long as you live, keep learning how to live." If you wish to undergo a radical transformation, you must first understand the value of silence. Growth happens in solitude. Those who constantly seek the spotlight never have time to refine their craft, vanish from the noise. This does not mean cutting off the world permanently, but it means creating sacred space for deep work, where thoughts are not interrupted and focus is nurtured like a flame that must be protected from the wind. The Stoics were masters of self-discipline. They did not waste energy proving themselves to others. Instead, they retreated inward, refining their virtues in private. This is where true mastery is forged, in silence, when no one is watching. When you eliminate external distractions, you will begin to hear the inner voice of wisdom that was drowned out by noise for so long. You will start to notice your impulses more clearly, recognizing the thoughts and behaviors that have held you back for years. In the stillness, your true self emerges, no longer clouded by external expectations or the judgments of others. Your first step is to establish a period of isolation, not from responsibilities, but from distractions. Cut off unnecessary conversations, mindless entertainment, and the urge to explain yourself to those who never truly listen. This is the purification phase, where the old self dissolves and the new self takes root. Many fear solitude because they do not know how to face themselves without the validation of others. But it is only in these quiet moments that true insight emerges. It is within these moments that you begin to recognize your own patterns, how often you have been led by fleeting emotions, how much of your time has been spent seeking approval rather than seeking wisdom. The more you embrace this silence, the more you will grow comfortable in your own mind, You will no longer need the constant stimulation that once kept you busy yet unfulfilled. You will learn to sit with your thoughts, to process them with clarity, and to sharpen your sense of purpose. With time, your solitude will not feel like loneliness, it will feel like power. Your ability to be alone, to be present with yourself without the desperate need for outside validation, will become one of your greatest strengths. You will find that, over time, solitude is not a retreat from the world, but a place where you sharpen your mind for your return to it. But this is only the beginning. Silence is not merely about withdrawal, it is about listening. Pay attention to how your body reacts to different situations, how your emotions fluctuate when confronted with challenges, and how your instincts guide you when external influences are removed. This is the type of self-awareness that breeds transformation. In the absence of outside noise, you will start to notice the subtleties of your inner world, the habits that no longer serve you, the fears that have dictated your decisions, and the beliefs that have shaped your identity. The more time you spend in deep self-examination, the more clarity you will gain. You will begin to see the gaps in your discipline, the inconsistencies in your character, and the illusions that have held you back. This process is not comfortable, but it is necessary. Growth is rarely found in comfort. It is forged in struggle, in self-confrontation, in the willingness to dismantle old patterns and rebuild something stronger in their place. Make your isolation meaningful. Use it to master your emotions, to train your mind like a warrior prepares for battle. Read the works of the great philosophers. Reflect on your deepest ambitions. Discipline your habits. In silence, you will forge an unshakable foundation upon which your new self will stand. Expand your awareness beyond your immediate impulses and distractions. Begin to observe yourself as if you were another person, critically yet constructively. Set aside time each day to engage in deep reflection, to ask yourself the difficult questions that lead to real change. Solitude is not merely an escape, it is a crucible for transformation. It is where your mind sharpens, where your will strengthens, where your true self is refined. If you commit to this period of self-mastery, when you return, you will not just be different, you will be unrecognizable. Create a disappearance plan. This could be a six-month period where you methodically cut down on social interactions, limit social media, and dedicate yourself entirely to personal development. Set clear goals, whether they be physical fitness, intellectual growth, or skill mastery, and break them down into daily actions that push you forward. Become intentional about every hour of your day, ensuring that no time is wasted on distractions or meaningless engagements. This is your time to retreat into the depths of focused solitude. Spend long hours reading the works of great minds, journaling your thoughts, and reflecting deeply on your ambitions. Train your body with disciplined consistency, exposing yourself to discomfort through rigorous workouts, fasting, or cold exposure. Develop skills that will make you invaluable upon your return. Whether it is mastering a craft, learning a new language, or cultivating financial acumen, invest this time into becoming a version of yourself that commands respect without words. Stay silent about your transformation. Avoid announcing your intentions or seeking validation. People may question your absence, but let them. You owe no explanations. The true measure of growth is not in words, but in the undeniable presence of a sharpened mind, a disciplined body, and an unshakable will. When you return, let your results do the talking. Chapter 2. The Death of the Old Self. Before you can be reborn, you must destroy your old self. The version of you that is known today, the one who procrastinates, seeks approval, and doubts their potential, must be buried. This is not an easy process. The Stoics believed that change requires sacrifice. Epictetus advised, "If you wish to improve, be content to appear foolish. Write down everything about your current self that needs to be left behind. Habits, mindsets, relationships, anything that does not align with the person you want to become. Then, commit to a daily ritual of self-improvement that symbolizes this rebirth. This means abandoning the comfort of your old identity. If people have always known you as undisciplined, as the one who jokes around and never follows through, they will resist your change. Let them. You are not here to convince them. You are here to become something greater. You must embrace the discomfort of shedding your old skin, like a warrior discarding worn-out armor, stepping into the battlefield of self-mastery without the crutches of past excuses. You must walk through the fire of transformation alone, unafraid of the discomfort, willing to endure the weight of solitude for the sake of becoming something stronger, something unshakable. This process of self-destruction is not merely symbolic, it is deliberate and painful. It means breaking the habits that have defined you, stripping away everything that is not aligned with your vision of who you want to be. It means confronting your weaknesses head-on and refusing to let them dictate your actions any longer. Every unproductive routine, every self-defeating thought, every dependency on external validation must be burned away. You must be willing to endure the uncertainty of transformation, to sit in the void where the old you once existed and have the patience to rebuild from the ashes. You must learn to destroy distractions before they destroy your progress, sever ties with complacency, and uproot every excuse that has kept you stagnant. When you begin this journey, expect resistance, not just from others, but from yourself. The mind clings to what is familiar, even if it is destructive. Your own thoughts will tempt you to revert, whispering that change is unnecessary, that comfort is preferable. This is the true test. Will you retreat into the safety of your old self, or will you press forward despite the inner turmoil? The Stoics remind us that growth is found in voluntary hardship. You must learn to be comfortable with being uncomfortable, to find peace in the struggle of becoming. Recognize that pain is not a punishment, it is the price of ascension. It is the necessary cost of forging an indestructible mind, one that can withstand failure, criticism, and uncertainty without losing its path. To fully commit to this transformation, you must develop a warrior's mindset, unyielding, relentless, and disciplined. Approach each day with precision and purpose, carving out a structured routine that prioritizes growth over comfort. Your new self is built in the trenches of daily effort, in the moments when you refuse to quit, in the decision to keep pushing forward when your mind tells you to stop. Remind yourself that every step away from the past is a step toward your potential. This is not about small, incremental changes. This is about radical reinvention, about breaking free from the limitations that once held you captive. Push yourself beyond your old boundaries. Seek out the difficult path. Chase the struggle, because within it lies the strength that will set you apart. Take pride in the discomfort, in the moments of exhaustion and self-doubt, because they are proof that you are no longer the person you once were. Every hardship is a rite of passage into the new identity you are forging. Those who remain shackled by their old selves fear change. They cling to familiarity, even when it destroys them. You must be different. Welcome change as a necessary rebirth. Do not resist the process. Embrace it fully, knowing that on the other side is the version of yourself that you have always aspired to be. The Stoics understood that the path to mastery is paved with voluntary hardship. It is not an easy road, but it is the only road that leads to greatness. Reinvent yourself with precision and purpose. Strip away every behavior, thought pattern, and attachment that no longer serves your mission. Take deliberate action every single day to reinforce this new identity, relentlessly refine your habits, eliminate distractions, and cultivate a mindset of resilience. Be ruthless in your self-discipline. Develop the ability to say no to temptations, to comfort, to anything that threatens to weaken the foundation of your transformation. This process requires unwavering commitment. It is not enough to wish for change. You must make it an unshakable rule in your life. Every action, every decision, and every moment should align with the person you are striving to become. Discipline yourself with military precision, not just in major tasks, but in the small moments where weakness often creeps in. Train your mind to resist indulgence. Cultivate the ability to act without waiting for motivation. The warrior's path is forged not in fleeting bursts of energy, but in sustained, disciplined effort. Let go of the past, but do so with reverence. The old you was necessary. It was a stepping stone to who you are becoming. Acknowledge its role, appreciate the lessons it taught you, and then release it completely. The weight of your past does not define your future. It is no longer who you are. From this moment forward, you walk a different path, one defined by strength, discipline, and an unshakable will to dominate every challenge that stands in your way. This is the death of the old self, and in its place, something unbreakable will rise. Your new self is not just a version of you with minor upgrades. It is an entirely different entity. Your body will move differently. Your mind will process things with sharper clarity. The way you engage with the world will be transformed. You will no longer be someone who merely reacts. You will be someone who commands. Every interaction will be deliberate. Every word you speak will carry weight. The silence you once feared will become your ally, for it is in that silence that you will grow the most. You are no longer bound by your past weaknesses. You are no longer a person who merely wishes to change. You are now someone who takes action, someone who refuses to settle, someone who demands excellence from themselves. You are the architect of your own evolution, and nothing can stop you except your own hesitation. Weakness is no longer a viable option. The old you hesitated, the new you executes. The old you sought comfort, the new you thrives in discomfort. The old you needed validation, the new you is validated by your results. Stand firm. The world may not recognize you yet, but they will. When you return, you will not just be different, you will be unrecognizable, a force to be reckoned with, a living embodiment of resilience and mastery. Those who once doubted you will find themselves speechless. They will not know what changed, only that something about you commands attention. They will see it in your eyes, in the way you walk, in the way you carry yourself. And by then, it will be too late for them to catch up. You will have already ascended to a higher level, one where few dare to tread. Chapter 3: The Stoic Rituals of Rebirth. Once the old self has been buried, a new one must take its place. This is where the true work begins. The Stoics understood that transformation was not a moment of revelation, but a continuous process of refinement. To ensure that they never stagnated, they engaged in daily rituals designed to fortify their minds, bodies, and spirits. They did not rely on motivation or fleeting inspiration. They created systems of discipline that made success inevitable. One such ritual was evening reflection. Marcus Aurelius wrote extensively in his journals, not for others, but to hold himself accountable. Each night, he would evaluate his actions, assessing where he had succeeded and where he had faltered. This practice was not about guilt or self-condemnation, but about progress. He understood that without reflection, there could be no meaningful improvement. Your rebirth will be solidified through daily habits. It is not enough to simply declare yourself changed. You must live in a way that makes it undeniable. Master your mornings by establishing an unshakable routine that sets the tone for the day. Wake before the world, while the air is still crisp with possibility, and dedicate your first hours to self-mastery. Engage in practices that strengthen both your body and mind: meditation, exercise, deep reading, or skill development. The way you begin your day dictates the strength with which you navigate its challenges. But morning mastery is only the beginning. Your entire day must reflect your commitment to growth. Every decision, every action, every interaction must be intentional. Surround yourself only with knowledge that sharpens you, people who challenge you, and experiences that mold you into something greater. Discipline your mind by resisting distractions, by training yourself to focus deeply on one task at a time. Learn to embrace solitude, for it is in those quiet moments of introspection that the most profound breakthroughs occur. True transformation is an ongoing battle. It requires vigilance, as the old self does not fade away quietly. There will be moments of doubt, times when old habits call you back into their grip. These are the moments where discipline must triumph over weakness. The mind will seek comfort, but you must remind yourself that comfort is the enemy of greatness. Growth is a choice, one that must be made moment by moment. To win this battle, you must cultivate an unbreakable routine, one that eliminates the option of failure. Every action must reinforce the identity of the person you are becoming, leaving no room for regression. Beyond discipline, resilience is key. Life will test you. You will face rejection, failure, exhaustion, and self-doubt. But these are the very fires that forge an unshakable will. The Stoics taught that adversity is not an obstacle, but the raw material for greatness. Seneca wrote, "Difficulties strengthen the mind, as labor does the body." When hardship strikes, do not retreat. Step forward with determination, for it is in these moments that you sculpt your new self. Surround yourself with the right environment. If you remain in places that encourage stagnation, you will struggle to grow. Seek out challenges, new experiences, and knowledge that pushes your limits. Let discomfort become your teacher. Train yourself to thrive in uncertainty, to welcome the unknown as a test of your adaptability. Growth is not passive, it is an aggressive pursuit of self-elevation. The new you does not wait for opportunity, you create it. Transformation is not an event, it is a process. And this process requires patience. There will be days when the old self attempts to resurface, when your mind whispers doubts, when comfort calls you back into its embrace. But if you remain steadfast, if you hold the line, the new self will emerge stronger each day. The Stoics knew that the key to self-mastery was consistency. The path to greatness is not forged through grand gestures, but through daily, deliberate action. Small, disciplined steps, repeated over time, lead to monumental change. Your rebirth is not a single moment of triumph. It is the relentless commitment to becoming someone greater than you were yesterday. It is the ability to wake up each morning with purpose, to push forward despite resistance, and to refine yourself endlessly. It is the understanding that your identity is forged not in fleeting moments of inspiration, but in the quiet hours of disciplined effort, in the solitude of self-examination, and in the unwavering pursuit of mastery. Every second, every decision, and every sacrifice shapes this new identity, refining it into something undeniable. To disappear and return unrecognizable is not an act of deception, but one of profound self-mastery. It is about silently constructing an unshakable foundation, brick by brick, until the world no longer sees who you were, but only who you have become. You will not need to announce your evolution. Your presence will declare it for you. The way you move, the way you think, the way you command respect without asking for it, these will be the signs of your rebirth. People will sense the shift before you even open your mouth. They will feel the weight of your discipline in your posture, the confidence in your eyes, the strength in your actions. And when they ask, "What happened to you?" you will simply smile, not out of arrogance, but because you will understand something they do not. You will know the long nights of struggle, the battles fought in silence, the resilience cultivated in solitude. They will see only the result, but they will never truly comprehend the depth of the transformation you undertook when no one was watching. And that is the greatest power of all, the ability to transcend, to evolve, and to do so without the need for external validation. This is your moment. This is your metamorphosis. Step forward and embrace the new you. Chapter 4: The Power of Vanishing Without Announcement. When you decide to transform, do not broadcast it. The need to announce your change is often a sign of insecurity. The Stoics understood that the most profound growth is silent. The strongest transformations are the ones cultivated in solitude, away from external opinions and fleeting validation. The moment you speak of your intentions, you open yourself to doubt, scrutiny, and external expectations that may distort your progress. When you step away from distractions and mindless validation, you gain clarity. You will begin to notice things others don't: how people waste time, how emotions control them, how they chase illusions. The less you say, the more you see. You will start to observe patterns in behavior that were once invisible to you, recognizing the predictable cycles of those who seek approval rather than mastery. You will see how many live for the opinions of others, never truly forging their own identity. You will begin to detach yourself from the constant noise of the world, no longer influenced by fleeting trends or the shallow validation that once dictated your actions. Disappearing without explanation forces you to build self-reliance. It teaches you that true transformation does not require applause or recognition. It is in silence that your discipline is tested. Can you continue the path without encouragement? Can you trust in your own growth even when no one is watching? The Stoics believed that personal evolution is not for the world, it is for yourself. To announce your transformation prematurely is to dilute its power. True mastery is cultivated without the need for external validation. When you rely solely on internal discipline, your transformation becomes an undeniable force, not a performance for the approval of others. To vanish is to take control of your own narrative. It allows you to craft your transformation on your own terms, without outside influence. This is how you regain power over your own mind. By stepping back, you break free from the noise and distractions that keep others stagnant. You separate yourself from those who live reactively, caught in endless cycles of validation seeking. You become an observer of the world rather than a participant in its distractions. You gain the ability to see beyond the superficial, beyond the illusions people create for themselves. This is not isolation, it is elevation. It is a strategic withdrawal to sharpen yourself before returning with undeniable presence. But disappearance is not just about detachment, it is about construction. It is the process of dismantling an old identity to create something completely new. It is about putting in the work without external motivation, testing your ability to thrive in solitude, and cultivating skills that will make you formidable upon your return. The absence of external validation will expose weaknesses you did not know you had. The silence will force you to confront them. Every day you spend in solitude should be one of relentless refinement, of pushing past your limits, and of sharpening the edge of your mind. Your disappearance is not a retreat. It is a strategic withdrawal designed to eliminate all distractions and rebuild your mind, body, and spirit. This is where you craft the new version of yourself in secrecy. The solitude is not empty, it is filled with purpose. Each moment should be dedicated to discipline, study, and the hardening of your will. It is here that you challenge your own limitations, conditioning yourself to become immune to the trivialities that once occupied your thoughts. Your disappearance is not about hiding. It is about reconstructing yourself away from the interference of those who do not understand your vision. You must be willing to endure solitude, to sit in the discomfort of your own thoughts, and to push past the need for external reassurance. Only then will you emerge as something far greater than what you once were. The world conditions people to seek constant connection, to be plugged into validation loops at all times. To remove yourself from this cycle is to take radical control of your mind and actions. It is a declaration that your transformation is for you, not for others. The discipline of solitude teaches you to live without applause, to thrive without reassurance, and to trust in your process, even when there is no one there to recognize your progress. As you progress through this period of silent transformation, you will notice a profound shift in your mental state. The distractions that once held power over you will become irrelevant. The things that used to consume your thoughts, trivial arguments, superficial validation, mindless entertainment, will now seem beneath you. You will develop an inner fortitude that is unshaken by external opinions or setbacks. The things that once made you insecure will no longer have a hold on you. The words of critics will bounce off your hardened mind, and the judgment of others will cease to dictate your path. You will begin to see the world differently. You will notice others trapped in their cycles of mediocrity, chasing validation, indulging in fleeting pleasures, wasting time in meaningless pursuits, while you remain focused on sculpting yourself into something extraordinary. You will feel an internal shift, an unwavering clarity that sets you apart from the restless masses. You will no longer be bound by the same limitations that once held you back. The mind that once sought comfort will now seek challenge. The hands that once hesitated will now build with certainty. The body that once tired easily will now be conditioned for endurance. Every muscle, every thought, every movement will be refined with purpose. You will no longer wait for the perfect moment to act. You will create the moment and move forward with certainty. But this transformation will not be easy. There will be moments of loneliness, where the silence feels overwhelming. There will be days when you question whether you have truly changed, or if you are simply wandering in darkness. The path of mastery is not without its trials, and many turn back at the first sign of struggle. But if you persist, if you push through the discomfort, you will emerge stronger than you ever imagined. The pain of discipline will become a source of pride, and the struggle itself will become proof of your evolution. When you return, you will be different, not just in appearance, but in presence. The world will see that something has changed, but they will not understand what. That is the power of silent transformation. You do not need to prove anything. Your evolution will be undeniable. Your energy will shift, your presence will carry weight, and your movements will be calculated with an intensity that was once missing. People will sense the change before they even hear you speak. And when they finally do, they will realize that they are no longer speaking to the person they once knew. They will see the sharpness in your gaze, the certainty in your steps, the strength in your silence. They will not be able to put their finger on what has changed, but they will know, without a doubt, that you are no longer the same. This is the power of true transformation. It is not spoken, it is demonstrated. It is not a performance, but a reality that others will witness without you needing to explain a single word. You will be unrecognizable, not because you have changed slightly, but because you have rebuilt yourself completely. The world may not understand what you have become, but they will know they are standing before something unstoppable. And when they ask, "What happened to you?" you will simply smile, knowing they will never truly grasp the depths of the transformation that took place in silence. Resist the urge to explain your disappearance. If someone asks why you are distancing yourself, simply say, I'm working on something important. No further details. Keep your transformation private, allowing curiosity to build around your absence. The less you reveal, the more power you hold. Let your results speak for themselves, making it undeniable that something within you has shifted. Those who truly understand growth will recognize your silence for what it is, a sign of deep and deliberate evolution. Chapter 5. Mental and Physical Mastery. True transformation is not just mental, it is physical. The Stoics believed in training the body as well as the mind. Seneca wrote about exposing oneself to discomfort so that luxury never weakens the soul. They understood that a strong mind cannot exist within a weak body. To forge an indomitable will, one must temper the body through hardship, discipline, and unrelenting effort. Physical mastery is the visible manifestation of inner strength, the armor that protects the disciplined mind from the weaknesses of indulgence. Your return must be striking. When people see you again, let them notice a sharper physique, a stronger posture, an energy that radiates control. Move with the confidence of one who has conquered himself, with the quiet dominance of someone who has endured and emerged resilient. Train rigorously, for every challenge faced in the body mirrors the struggles overcome in the mind. Let every bead of sweat be a testament to your discipline. Let every repetition, every controlled breath, and every moment of exhaustion serve as proof that you have shaped yourself into something unbreakable. Your body should become a physical representation of your discipline. Sculpt it not for vanity, but for resilience, for power, for endurance. Strength is not in how you look, but in how you move, how you endure, and how you command your own limitations. Strength is in how you handle adversity, how you carry yourself in moments of fatigue, and how you refuse to surrender to comfort. Let every workout be a battle against weakness. Let every disciplined meal be a step toward control over your desires. Let every early morning be a declaration that you are no longer controlled by sloth, but by intent. Your diet, your sleep, your movement, each of these must be a reflection of your commitment. Eat with discipline, not for pleasure, but for fuel. Understand that what you consume shapes not just your body, but your energy, your mental clarity, and your ability to dominate each day. Sleep with the awareness that rest is not laziness, but restoration. Sleep with intent, wake with purpose, and never let your day be dictated by lethargy. Walk with a presence that turns heads, not because of arrogance, but because of undeniable self-assurance. Move with the awareness that every step carries a purpose. Every breath is an affirmation of your strength, and every action is a declaration that you have evolved beyond who you once were. Let them wonder what happened to you. Let them feel the shift in your aura before a single word is spoken. The Stoics taught that one should prepare the body for hardship, so that in moments of crisis, the will remains unshaken. Cold showers, fasting, physical exertion, these are not just exercises, but rituals that cultivate endurance, sharpening both body and mind. Strength is not about appearance, but about function, not about size, but about capability. Strength is measured in the way you endure suffering, in the way you push through pain, in the way you train yourself to embrace discomfort instead of fleeing from it. It is about proving to yourself that nothing can break you, that no obstacle can shake your resolve. The weight you lift is not just physical, it is the weight of your past self, your past weaknesses, and every moment you hesitated before taking action. Each repetition is a reminder that your strength is not given, but earned through relentless effort. A true Stoic does not seek strength for vanity, but for resilience. It is not about impressing others, but about ensuring that your body is as disciplined as your mind. You do not train for aesthetics, you train for capability. You condition yourself to endure fatigue, to push through when the weak would stop, to find strength in suffering. The greatest warriors in history trained their bodies not for mere survival, but for complete dominance over their own physical limits. Your training must reflect this same philosophy. Push yourself beyond what you think you are capable of, and in doing so, redefine your limits. Beyond the gym, beyond the training field, strength is a way of life. It is the way you carry yourself, the way you control your breath in times of stress, the way you refuse to shrink in the face of adversity. It is the way you stand tall when others crumble. The body, much like the mind, must be tempered through fire. If you train yourself only in comfort, you will falter in crisis. But if you deliberately expose yourself to hardship, when true hardship arrives, you will meet it with a steady hand and an unshaken heart. By the time you return, you will not just look different. You will move differently, act differently, and think differently. You will not just be stronger in body, but unbreakable in mind. Every movement will be deliberate, every action calculated. You will embody the essence of control, self-mastery, radiating from every aspect of your being. There will be no need for explanation. Your transformation will be evident in the way you carry yourself, the way your gaze locks onto the world with absolute certainty. Those who once knew you will not recognize the person who now stands before them. They will sense something formidable about you, something unshakable. It will be in the way you enter a room with silent authority, the way your words are few but precise, the way you are no longer swayed by trivial concerns. Your presence will demand attention, not because you seek it, but because mastery cannot be ignored. They will see in you something that cannot be faked, a quiet, unshakable dominance, a presence that speaks volumes without words. Your energy will shift the dynamic around you. Your every movement will be measured, purposeful, filled with the confidence of someone who has walked through fire and emerged forged into something greater. They will see in your eyes a fire that was once absent, a clarity that only comes from self-conquest, from hours spent in solitude refining your purpose. You will not need to announce your transformation. You will be the embodiment of it. The way you stand, the way you breathe, the way you react, or rather, the way you no longer react to trivialities, will be testament enough. Your posture alone will command respect. Your presence will shift the energy in a room, and without a single word, those around you will know. They are in the presence of someone who has conquered themselves. They will feel it before they comprehend it, before they can even form the words to ask, "What happened to you?" And when they do, you will simply smile, because the truth is something they will never truly grasp unless they too have walked the path of transformation. Chapter 6. Emotional detachment and the Stoic mindset. Emotions control the weak. The Stoics trained themselves to be unmoved by external circumstances. This does not mean suppressing emotions, it means mastering them with absolute control. Marcus Aurelius reminded himself, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." True transformation requires emotional discipline so complete that no insult, no setback, no rejection can penetrate your resolve. If you wish to return unrecognizable, you must no longer react as you once did. Insults should not provoke you, for the words of lesser minds hold no weight against an immovable spirit. Setbacks should not break you, for you understand that each obstacle is fuel for greater mastery. Rejection should not affect your confidence, for you no longer seek validation from others. You validate yourself through action, discipline, and an unshakable sense of purpose. To achieve this, train yourself in the art of detachment. View every situation from a higher vantage point. Observe your emotions as they arise, acknowledge them, and let them pass without attachment. Develop the ability to respond only when necessary, and when you do, let it be from a place of power, not impulse. The Stoics mastered this through voluntary hardship. They sought out discomfort to desensitize themselves to suffering. They fasted so that hunger would not weaken them. They exposed themselves to cold so that comfort would not soften them. They trained their bodies relentlessly so that fatigue could never dictate their will. Follow their path. Embrace discomfort daily, not as punishment, but as preparation. The stronger your mind, the less the world can shake you. The less the world shakes you, the more powerful you become. If you can reach this level of control, your transformation will be undeniable. You will move through the world with a calm that others envy but do not understand. You will exude an energy that commands respect without asking for it. You will be a force, silent, disciplined, and untouchable. Chapter 7, The Return, Commanding Respect Without Seeking It. When the time comes to return, do so without fanfare. Simply appear, stronger, sharper, more disciplined. Do not explain where you have been. Do not share your struggles. And do not seek validation for the changes you have made. The difference in your presence will be enough. Your actions will say what words cannot. Let them wonder where you have been, what you have done, and how you have become the person standing before them. Their curiosity is irrelevant to your purpose. Their perception holds no weight against the reality of your transformation. People will sense something has changed. Some will respect it, some will feel threatened by it, and others will struggle to understand the transformation. Some may attempt to diminish your progress, to pull you back into the identity they were comfortable with. They may question your journey, dismiss your discipline, or challenge your newfound composure. But their opinions are meaningless. The only validation that matters is the silent acknowledgement of your own evolution. You are no longer a product of their expectations. You are the architect of your own destiny. You have shed the skin of who you once were, and there is no need to justify this metamorphosis to those who remain trapped in their own stagnation. There will be whispers, questions, and assumptions. Some will claim to know your story, to understand the depths of your transformation, but they will only see fragments of the journey. They will not know the sacrifices, the discipline, the moments of doubt you overcame. And that is the way it should be. Let them speculate. Let them guess. Their perception is irrelevant to the reality of your evolution. Do not concern yourself with either praise or criticism. Both are fleeting, both are external, and neither should hold sway over your actions. A lion does not explain itself to sheep, nor does it lower itself to convince others of its strength. Power is quiet, mastery is subtle. You have become a force, not because you sought recognition, but because you committed to a path few have the courage to walk. You no longer seek validation, applause, or approval. You have transcended the need for recognition and now stand firmly in your own presence. Your transformation is not a performance. It is a state of being. You are not returning to seek approval. You are returning to take your rightful place as a refined and disciplined force. You do not need to declare your dominance. It will be evident in the way you move, the way you carry yourself, the way you command attention without demanding it. Every action you take will be deliberate, every word measured, every step purposeful. You are no longer just a person, you are a presence, a force of will that cannot be ignored. Your transformation is not just about the way you look, but about the aura you now carry. Your silence will be louder than words. Your discipline will be seen in your posture, your gaze, and your effortless command of space. There will be no need to explain where you have been or what you have done. Your energy alone will tell the story of struggle, refinement, and relentless self-mastery. Others may try to unravel your mystery, but they will never fully understand the depths of what you endured. Let them wonder, let them guess. Their curiosity is a testament to the fact that you have become something beyond their comprehension. You have no need to prove yourself, no need to justify your growth. You are beyond explanation, beyond doubt, beyond the need for recognition. You have transcended the desire for validation, stepping into a realm where only discipline and purpose matter. Let the world see, let them wonder, and let them realize they will never fully grasp the transformation you have undergone. They will feel it before they see it, sense it before they hear it. You will move through life with the quiet confidence of one who has conquered themselves. Your presence will be unsettling to some, inspiring to others, and undeniable to all. Some will be drawn to your energy, seeking to understand what makes you so unshakable. Others will resent it, feeling their own shortcomings reflected in your unwavering discipline. But none will be able to ignore you. You have risen above the noise, beyond the trivial distractions that once consumed you. And that, above all, is the mark of true transformation, the ability to stand firm in who you have become, without explanation, without seeking permission, and without ever looking back. Walk into every room with quiet confidence. Let your presence alone be enough to turn heads. Speak less, observe more, and move with purpose. Chapter 8. The New You, Sustaining the Transformation. Transformation is not a one-time event. Many fall into the trap of achieving growth, only to become complacent, mistaking temporary progress for permanent change. The Stoics knew that mastery is a lifelong pursuit, an unending process of refinement and self-discipline. To stop evolving is to begin decaying, and to assume that growth has an endpoint is to invite stagnation. Just as a sharpened blade dulls with time, so too does an undisciplined mind regress into mediocrity. Your journey is not linear. It is a continuous spiral upward, demanding ceaseless dedication to improvement. The key to remaining unrecognizable is to never stop evolving. Keep learning, keep refining, keep pushing your limits. Growth must be woven into your identity, a daily discipline rather than an occasional ambition. There is always another level to reach, another skill to hone, another weakness to eliminate. You must forge yourself in the crucible of effort every single day. Each morning, ask yourself, what am I improving today? What am I refining? Where am I pushing beyond my previous limits? If you cannot answer these questions with certainty, you are already falling into stagnation. If you ever feel the urge to return to old habits, remind yourself of the work it took to get here. Remind yourself of the struggle, the discipline, the hours of silence where you built yourself from the ground up. Let the memory of who you once were serve as fuel to propel you forward. Keep a record of your journey, not for others, but for yourself. Revisit the times when you doubted, the times when you wanted to quit, and recognize how far you have come. The old self you left behind is waiting to reclaim you at the first sign of weakness. Do not let it. Complacency is the enemy of transformation. The moment you believe you have arrived, you begin to fade. Comfort is the silent killer of progress, lulling you into a false sense of security, making you forget the struggle it took to elevate yourself. The Stoics understood that true mastery is an unrelenting pursuit, not an achievement. There is no destination, only higher plateaus to reach. Growth is not a trophy to be won, but a battle that must be fought daily. Those who cease to evolve invite decay, and those who grow too comfortable become prisoners of their past success. Challenge yourself constantly, physically, mentally, emotionally. Push yourself to a place where most would stop, and then push further. Seek out difficulty, embrace adversity, and welcome discomfort. Growth is never found in ease. It is discovered in resistance, in discomfort, in voluntary hardship. True transformation happens when you step beyond what is familiar, when you willingly enter the fire of discipline, and when you refuse to let stagnation steal your potential. Learn new skills, test your endurance, Put yourself in situations that demand resilience. Read books that challenge your intellect. Train your body to endure what it once could not, and expose yourself to environments that demand your adaptability. Never allow your mind or body to soften. Harden them through relentless self-improvement. If you have mastered one discipline, move to another. There is no final form, no ultimate version of yourself. There is only the next evolution, the next challenge, the next breakthrough. Do not allow yourself to plateau. Plateaus are for the idle, not the unstoppable. Plateaus are illusions, temporary resting places that must be abandoned before they become prisons. The world is in constant motion, and so must you be. Those who stop moving are left behind, but those who continue to evolve become forces of nature, unstoppable, unshakable, and forever beyond recognition. You are not here to remain the same. You are here to outgrow, outthink, and outperform your past self every single day. The journey is endless, but that is where the power lies. There is always another challenge to face, another layer to shed, another level to conquer. The relentless pursuit of mastery is the only path to true and lasting transformation. Set a challenge every month, something that keeps you growing. Whether it's learning a new skill, reading a difficult book, or engaging in a new discipline, always be in motion. Chapter 9: The Power of Unwavering Focus. The greatest transformations do not happen by accident. They are the result of ruthless focus and an unshakable commitment to purpose. The Stoics believed that distraction was the enemy of progress. Epictetus warned against allowing external influences to dictate one's direction, reminding his followers that mastery of the self requires mastery of attention. In today's world, focus is a superpower. The ability to shut out noise, ignore distractions, and direct all energy toward meaningful pursuits is rare, but essential. To continue your transformation, you must cultivate an unbreakable concentration. This means eliminating anything that pulls you away from your purpose, whether it be trivial conversations, social media, or mindless entertainment. Every moment spent on distractions is a moment stolen from your evolution. Design your days with intention. Use deep work sessions where you commit to uninterrupted focus on high-value tasks. Train your ability to sustain attention like a muscle. Start with short periods and gradually extend them. Keep your environment free of unnecessary clutter and distractions. Chapter 10: Embracing the Power of Solitude. Loneliness and solitude are not the same. One is a state of despair, the other is a place of power. The Stoics understood that solitude was necessary for deep reflection and self-ownership. Seneca often wrote of how time alone was the key to understanding oneself, free from the biases and expectations of others. To maintain your transformation, you must not fear solitude, but welcome it. In the silence, you gain clarity. In solitude, you sharpen your will. Those who constantly seek company rarely take the time to reflect on their own growth. Instead, they fall back into the expectations of the crowd, reverting to old habits and mindsets. If you are to remain unrecognizable from who you once were, you must continue cultivating a mind that is independent, sovereign, and untouched by the trivial concerns of the masses. Schedule periods of absolute solitude. Take long walks alone, spend weekends disconnected from digital distractions, and engage in solo travel or retreats where your mind can be free from external influence. The journey does not end here. The next part will delve deeper into the hidden techniques the Stoics used to maintain their transformation and how to navigate the world with this newfound power. Stay silent, stay disciplined, and when you return, make sure they no longer recognize you. The journey does not end here. The next part will delve deeper into the hidden techniques the Stoics used to maintain their transformation and how to navigate the world with this newfound power. Stay silent, stay disciplined, and when you return, make sure they no longer recognize you.